Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Did you know that you can explore the foundations of classical education with a dynamic online community? A one-year program, the Circe Atrium explores the foundations of Christian classical education with online classes and discussions. The Atrium now features 5 courses. Participants can choose one course or any combination. These courses include Heidi White on classical pedagogy, Andrew Kern on classical rhetoric, Matt Bianco on Plato's Republic, and Wes Callahan on the Divine Comedy or the Iliad. Through exclusive live webinars and online discussion, the Atrium offers a forum for contemplation and collaboration, a place to linger and take pleasure in the depths of the Christian classical tradition alongside like-minded fellow educators. We provide the platform. You bring the desire for wisdom and virtue. Together, we make the community. To learn more, head over to circeinstitute.com/atrium.
Well, hello again. Welcome back to the Way to Fatherhood podcast. This is your host, Brian Phillips. Thanks for tuning in to this new episode. This is a reflection episode, which will be a little bit shorter and a little more focused, but I do have some guests with me. I'm joined by 2 young ladies that I have known their entire lives, my daughters, Temperance, that we call you T all the time, right?
Yes. Yeah. Hi, everybody.
And Ellie Caroline, the youngest of the Phillipses.
Hi.
And the one that you can probably hear giggling throughout the beginning here. So the focus of this season so far is on men and fathers and the women in our lives, our wives and daughters. And today I've asked my daughters to join me on this podcast to talk a little bit about a kind of follow-up on the previous episode, which was with Christine Cohen. Christine Cohen, of course, the author of The Winter King and another upcoming book, she said, hopefully in November with Canon Press. We're very excited about that. But one of the things that we discussed in that episode was the importance of female protagonists and how stories can help shape us and in this particular context can help shape our daughters. So we wanted to talk to you about some of our favorites in that vein, some of our favorite books in the Phillips family that I think would be particularly good reads for our families and daughters. Now, as we get started, I do want to note that we're not going to address what we would call the classic works that would fall into that category, because I'm kind of assuming that you know those, and I don't want you to tune into this and just get sort of the same information that you already know. So we're not going to be talking about, the Jane Austen books or Anne of Green Gables, not because they're not worthy, but because we think their worthiness is already established. So we're going to be talking about some things that are a little bit newer. So I've asked my daughters to help me come up with a list of, say, 4 or 5 great either series or even individual books that fit that role of being really good reads for our daughters and families with daughters. I do want to say that The Winter King by Christine Cohen is definitely one of those. Would you ladies agree?
Yes, definitely. Yeah.
And we're not going in particular order here, but that's one that comes to mind because I did talk to Christine in the last podcast episode. And I do want to emphasize that we didn't just interview her because we thought it would be a great interview. It was that, but it's a really good book. So we recommend The Winter King as absolutely falling into that category. So let's talk about some more. We put our heads together and came up with a few. Temperance, what's another one that we should consider as being really good reads for young ladies?
The Penderwicks, for sure.
The Penderwicks, by Jean Birdsall, right? Mm-hmm. Is that her name? Well, I guess we should have written down all the authors' names before we got started here, but that's okay. Yeah, Jean Birdsall. And I think, how many books are in that series? 3, 4?
No, there's like 5, maybe 6.
Really?
Either 5 or 6.
Oh, okay. So yeah. More than three. It's more than a trilogy, at least.
It goes through their entire childhood up to some of them getting married.
Even. Yeah. And this is it's a group of four sisters, mm-hmm. right?
Eventually five.
Yeah. Four. Well, don't give it away. Four, perhaps more. Dun, dun, dun. You'll have to read it to find out. So let's see. Who are the four sisters?
Rosalind, Sky, Jane, and Batty.
Rosalind, Sky, Jane, and Batty. Ellie, who's your favorite of the Penderwicks?
Batty.
Batty? Mm-hmm. Why is Batty your favorite?
Well, I think it was a lot. I don't know how long, but I had butterfly wings, and we have a dog. And sometimes we go exploring in the woods, and I think.
Are those all things that Batty enjoys, right?
Going exploring with Hound.
Oh, also she likes picking flowers, and also I do.
Yeah.
Right.
You love flowers.
Yeah, so Ellie loves a lot of the same things that Batty loves. Batty loves their dog Hound, and Ellie loves our dog Ajax, right? We all do, and loves picking flowers, wearing butterfly wings, and exploring in the woods with the dog.
She's in a butterfly dress right now.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, you came prepared. Good job. But the Penderwicks is about some of the adventures of those four sisters and their widower father.
Mr. Penderwick.
I haven't read all of them. Yes, Mr. Penderwick. I haven't read all of them, but I think you have, haven't you?
Mm-hmm.
Your girls are, and they're fantastic reads. I thought the first, and I've listened to or read at least the first two, uh-huh. and I loved them. So the Penderwicks, if you don't know about them already, another series about a big family, predominantly with daughters. Primarily the daughters, is the Vanderbeekers. Right, what's the first book in that series?
The Vanderbeekers of 141st Street.
Yes.
But they have one boy.
Oliver. Yes, that's true. There is one boy, Oliver.
Actually, two, including their dad.
Yes, we got to include dad, don't we? This is that's a series that's it's another big family type of series, but in the inner city.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So it's more of a real urban setting. A lot of those books or series seem to be set in, you know, small towns, really tight knit communities. And theirs is in a big city setting. And so I think that it has a very interesting plot line to it and really well drawn characters. I like the Vanderbeekers a lot. What else should they consider about the Vanderbeekers? What's something else they should know without no spoilers? No spoilers. Sorry, Ellie.
All of the siblings are very different. That's one of the fun things about it.
Is it Jane that looks?
No. Which one do you think? That's all right.
I know who your favorite is. Who's your favorite of the Vanderbeekers?
Batty.
No, not Batty. That's the Penderwicks.
Vanderbeekers.
Mm-hmm. You said Lainey, right? Is it Lainey?
Yes.
Lainey's the youngest, isn't she?
Yeah.
She likes to pretend to be a panda.
Yeah. She loves rabbits.
Yes, and also I like rabbits. I like else. I have some panda PJs too.
That's right. You do have panda PJs. You're Panda Ellie sometimes. Right? there's another more a bit of an older series, of course. Mm-hmm. That I want to encourage all of us not to sleep on, not to forget about, and that is
Nancy Drew.
That's right.
Probably my all-time favorite series.
Yeah, and
it's so good.
And it gives you a lot of reading material too. I forget how many there are. There's over 50.
She has lots of books.
Isn't there? Them. Yeah, there's like 50 or 60.
Some. Original. There's 50 or 60. There's even more that aren't the original.
Yeah, if you include the new ones. Which we are hesitant to do.
No, the new ones aren't very good. All this feminine talk.
Feminine talk.
Or feminist.
Oh, yeah. It's a little bit, there seems to be a little bit more of an agenda, kind of like Christine Cohen talked about, where there is a bit more of an obvious agenda in the way that the characters are drawn. And it really does veer from what you see with Nancy, her friends, her dad in the original books.
Four girls because of Nancy's I think it's...
And then her best friends, Bess and George.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think it's our housekeeper, yeah. And
all right,
it
yeah.
makes that.
Yeah. Yeah. Lots of good, lots of great stories in Nancy Drew. And of course, Temperance is reading some Nancy Drew to you, right, Ellie?
Actually, she already packed that book, but we're still into it.
Okay. That's right. Yeah, we're moving pretty soon.
Yeah, I'm so excited.
Kind of like, not to ruin it, kind of like the Vanderbeekers look like they're going to have to do in their first,
yeah.
first story.
Yeah.
Not the same reasons, but
no spoils.
No spoils. Okay. And one, we'll do one last one. And this is one that Temperance reminded me of that I actually haven't read. I've read the series connected to it, but I haven't read this book. And what was it?
The Door Before.
Who's it by?
Indy Wilson.
Yeah, by Indy Wilson or Nate Wilson. And it was a prequel to the Hundred Cupboards series. Yeah, which the Hundred Cupboards series is a trilogy on its own. So it's sort of like The Hobbit and The Lord of the Rings. The Hobbit's the prequel to The Lord of the Rings, and The Door Before is the prequel to Hundred Cupboards. And the main character in that, unlike The Hundred Cupboards, which actually The Hundred Cupboards does have...
It has Henrietta.
A bunch of... strong young ladies and an interesting family involved there. And talk about some comic relief too. That's a great series. But The Door Before is it takes place before the events of The Hundred Cupboards and sets the stage for it. And the main character in that actually is a young lady.
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember her name? I hate to put
Hyacinth.
Hyacinth. That's right. Okay. So keep an eye out for that as well. And so I hope that this gives you a nice list of books to consider. If you want to go back and hear more about Christine Cohen's input on all this and her thoughts on the importance of these great stories for young ladies and female protagonists and how they can play a really important role in giving models and good examples of how to be brave and courageous and virtuous and all of those important things that we really want for our daughters. Take a listen to episode 2 of the Way to Fatherhood podcast from this season. And hopefully you'll check out now the Winter King, the Penderwick series, the Vanderbeekers, Nancy Drew, of course, and The Door Before and The Hundred Cupboards. Anything else, ladies? Any last thoughts?
The Vanderbeekers and the Penderwicks and the Winter King are on Audible.
Awesome. Good advice. High five. Yes. Yes, they are on Audible.
They sadly don't have Nancy Drew, though. I guess it's too old-fashioned.
I don't know. Yeah, maybe the format's just not there. But we've been trying to figure that one out. We don't know why Nancy Drew is not available on Audible. And if any of you listeners figure it out, or maybe where the audio is available, let me know so we can get it ourselves and share that information. So, all right, well. Thanks for tuning in again. I hope that you've enjoyed this short episode of the Way to Fatherhood podcast. I'm your host, Brian Phillips. And for Temperance, T, thanks for joining me.
Oh, yeah, you're welcome.
And Ellie.
Thanks. You're welcome, Daddy.
Thanks. All right. Signing off until next time. Thanks for tuning in. And make sure and come back for episode 4.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.